I was very happy that I was given such an opportunity to be here during this very important phase of the developments here in the country, of the life of the country. This very, very challenging period of ongoing parallel transitions, security transition, military transition, economic transition, and from our perspective, of course, and political transition, all that was critically important for the country, and I was very pleased that I was given a chance to be here and to support the authorities and the people of Afghanistan.
And could you describe UNAMA's main achievement in Afghanistan during the past 2 years?
I would start with all the work related to human rights, women's rights, development of institutions and systems of democracy. And of course, that is still a situation of an ongoing conflict. We strongly monitor what is happening with civilian casualties, not only for the sake of monitoring, but of course for reducing the number of civilian casualties. And although I can't say that indeed the figures are good, the figures are not good, but at least we managed to bring to the attention of all the respective parties what are the concerns, and we relentlessly work with them to see indeed the reduction of civilian casualties. Secondly, given our mandate, given the political transition, it was all of our work related to prepare institutions of the country to deliver the election, to help them. And then, of course, to support the electoral process and to get the whole electoral and political process out of the deadlock and stalemate. That was a major part of our work. And then, of course, trying not to lose track of all possible efforts to instill the culture of peace and cooperation and reconciliation, supporting also some bigger efforts. All in all, I believe that we managed to get the UN firmly on the screen of our Afghan partners as a very reliable, very unbiased, very dedicated partner, and we offer this partnership also for the years to come.
And how would you describe the current state of political affairs in the country?
Promising. The bigger picture is that the country managed to go through successful political transition. This is indeed the first time when we had a democratic and peaceful transition from one elected president to another elected president. Let's understand how big an achievement this is. Those people that voted, none of them lost, because all of their votes are honored in the government of national unity. There is no loser. There is only a winner. That's again a major achievement.
And said in the wake of Afghanistan's recent election deadlock, what would you characterize as the most challenging part in helping the process move to completion?
You know, all the options were tested, tried, discussed. Eventually, the parties came, because that was the parties that agreed to form a government of national unity. All others that were trying to help were just facilitators. And after testing and trying all sorts of options, they came to, in my opinion, the best solution. But this period of testing, discussing, rejecting, it was a very prolonged one, and that, I believe, created a lot of problems in the economic, political, social areas of life of the people, negatively affected the people. So perhaps that was the most difficult. A protracted nature of this effort to come to what is actually a very good solution, government of national unity.
And sir, you already talked a little bit about the challenges this country is facing. But in the wake of UN's work, what kind of challenging role UN will be having in the future?
We will have, first of all, to define our new mission, and that will be done for us by Afghanistan and members of the Security Council. We'll have to define very clearly our new mission after the completion of the transition, after the withdrawal of the ISAF forces. The country is a different one. The country is a totally sovereign one. The country has reform and will have a very strong reform agenda. And we cannot simply continue in business as usual. So it's both to determine the new elements and facets of our mandate, and then also the modalities how to implement it. To work with Afghanistan, to listen to the wishes of the sovereign country, and not only to come with our ideas, but indeed to be helpful where Afghanistan will need us. So it will be a challenging period of adjustments, but they are needed, I'm confident. We have a lot to offer in all the areas of UN mandate and activities, not only UNAMA, but agencies, funds and programs. But we will have to adjust to the new realities and needs of the country.
And sir, during more than 2 years stay in Afghanistan, what has made the biggest impact on this?
People, first of all, Afghan people. One is coming with certain understanding, mostly based on reading the stories, not only professional literature, but poems and novels. Then you meet people, you talk to them, you see how they live, you see how they act. I'm very happy that I was able to work here with the people of Afghanistan, so that's made perhaps the strongest impression.